Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Keshav Padmanabhan, Principal Correspondent at the Print, and today I bring to you a report on the saga of Kachathivu Island and two RTI replies. A political zoo has broken out over the barren and uninhabited 1 mile long and 300 yards wide Kachathivu Island, which India recognized as Sri Lankan territory in 1974. The controversy erupted following a 2024 right to information request filed by Tamil Nadu Bharatiya Janata Party President K. Annamalai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar blamed the Congress and the Dravida Munnetra Kazhagam for carelessly giving away the island. The then Prime Minister Indira Gandhi signed a maritime boundary agreement with her Sri Lankan counterpart Sirimavo Bandaranaike, which recognized the island located in the Park Strait about 15 miles northeast of Ramanathapuram in Tamil Nadu and approximately 14 miles southwest of Delft Islands in Sri Lanka as a part of Sri Lankan territory. Modi posted on X that at the time the Congress carelessly gave away the island. On Monday, Jaishankar, at a press conference organized at the BJP headquarters, claimed that the Congress and the DMK are responsible for the situation where 6,184 Indian fisher persons and 1,175 fishing vessels have been detained by the Sri Lankan authorities in the past 2 decades. However, another 2015 right to information reply furnished by the Ministry of External Affairs and shared by Shiv Sena UBT Member of Parliament Priyanka Chaturvedi on X noted that there was no acquiring or ceding of territory belonging to India as part of the 1974 agreement, since the area in question had never been demarcated. Meanwhile, an analysis of the official records shows that none of the boundary agreements between India and Sri Lanka use the word cede with regard to territory. It merely states the latitude and longitudes that would form the maritime boundary between India and Sri Lanka. The print explains this history behind Kachathivu Island. On Sunday, Annamalai publicly discussed documents obtained by him through the RTI reply, which contains 2 documents. A backgrounder prepared by the Ministry of External Affairs in 1968 and a record of discussion of a meeting between the then Foreign Secretary of India and the Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu. According to the background note prepared by the MEA, the uninhabited island is home to the St. Anthony's Church administered by the Diocese of Jaffna in Sri Lanka. The question of ownership first arose in 1921 at a conference on fishing rights held between the representatives of the government of Madras and the then Ceylon administration. The British Raj at the time approved the Ceylonese claim to the island subject to the zamindari rights of the Raja of Ramanad, who claimed to own the rights to the island. The backgrounder by the MEA published in 1968 noted. The MEA noted that the proceedings of the conference had been forwarded to the Admiralty in the United Kingdom, which raised objections at the time and therefore was not ratified by the then government of India. The Ceylon administration, however, maintained de facto control of the island. The issue arose between India and Sri Lanka when, soon after independence, the Indian Navy had intimated to the government of Ceylon its intention of holding exercises on the island. Ceylon at the time had stated that prior permission was required and the Indian exercises were not held. In 1955, the administration in Ceylon intimated its intention of running gunnery exercises on the island to New Delhi, again bringing the issue to the notice of the government of India. At the time, the MEA noted that the then Attorney General of India, M.C. Setalvad, indicated in an opinion that sovereignty over the island is in favor of it being a part of India. The MEA's legal department in 1960 noted that there exists a legal case for India, but at the least, the government should focus on obtaining fishing rights around the island. At the time, the dispute surrounding the sovereignty of the island was not solved due to the internal situation in Sri Lanka, noted the then Commonwealth Secretary Y.D. Gundevia in the MEA backgrounder. In 1974, however, India recognized Kachetiva as a part of the territory of Sri Lanka under a maritime boundary agreement signed by Indira Gandhi and Bandara Nayake. The agreement looked at the waters from Adams Bridge to Park Strait. Article 5 of the agreement, however, ensured that Indians could visit Kachetiva without any requirement of a travel document such as a visa. Article 4 of the agreement highlighted that both countries shall have sovereignty and exclusive jurisdiction over the waters, islands, the continental shelf and subsoil based on the demarcated line, which put the island of Kachetiva in Sri Lankan territory. A follow-up agreement in 1976 on the boundaries of the Gulf of Mannar and the Bay of Bengal has a similar clause but makes no mention of the right of Indians to visit Kachetiva without the requirement of a travel document. Article 5 of the 1976 agreement stated, "Each party shall have sovereign rights and exclusive jurisdiction over the continental shelf and the exclusive economic zone, as well as their resources, whether living or non-living, falling on its side of the aforesaid boundary." In 1991, the Tamil Nadu Assembly adopted a resolution demanding the retrieval of Kachetiva. In 2008, the then Tamil Nadu Chief Minister J. Jayalalitha approached the Supreme Court, claiming that the two boundary agreements between India and Sri Lanka were unconstitutional and to nullify the agreements. In his 2008 speech, then Sri Lankan Foreign Minister Rohitha Bogolagama made it clear that any nullification of the agreement by the Supreme Court of India would not be binding on Sri Lanka. In 2014, Attorney General Mukul Rohatgi had told the Supreme Court that it was impossible to retrieve the island from Sri Lanka. "To retrieve it now, we have to go to war," Rohatgi said. That's all from my side. This is Keshav Padmanabhan reporting for The Print AM. Do tune in every morning to listen to our podcast. Thank you.